I'm Bill Slavin, the author of Quid Pro Crow, the second book in the Mordecai Crow trilogy, and you are listening to True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Bill Slavin about Quid Pro Crow from Renegade Arts Entertainment at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. The Toronto Comic Arts Festival, or TCAF, exists to promote the breadth and diversity of comics and what is considered comics as a legitimate medium of literary and artistic worth. TCAF seeks to promote the creators of these works in their broad and diverse voices for the betterment of the medium of comics and to reach as broad an audience as possible for them. TCAF was held from May 11th to 12th at the Toronto Reference Library. Hailing from Belleville, Ontario, Bill Slavin studied cartooning and graphic story illustration at Sheridan College. His illustration work includes Boulette Bourgeois' book Too Many Chickens, as well as a number of other children's books. With his wife Esperanza Mello, he was a member of the Millbrook Gallery, a gallery collective of 19 local artists in Millbrook, Ontario. Recently, he's returned to his childhood love of comics and graphic novels, writing and illustrating the graphic novel trilogy for kids, Elephants Never Forget. Mordecai Crow, Quid Pro Crow, is his second book with Renegade Arts Entertainment. In Quid Pro Crow, Mordecai Crow continues to search for his long-lost family. With his young friend Pod, Crow follows the trail deep into dangerous Luddite territory. There, new allies offer hope for Crow's quest, but that hope is accompanied by grave risks. Not only are their lives in constant danger from Luddite attacks and deadly dystopian landscapes they must traverse, but their friendship will be strained to its breaking point. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Bill Slavin about Quid Pro Crow from Renegade Arts Entertainment at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024.
So I'm here at TCAF, Toronto Comic Arts Festival, talking to Bill Slavin. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, John. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And the reason why you're here is you've got a new book that's out published by Renegade Arts Entertainment. What if you could talk a wee bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So my new book's called Quid Pro Crow, and it's the second in the Mordecai Crow trilogy. And it basically picks up where the first one left off. So if you've read the first book, you'll know it's you'll know the plot line, that it was this young drifter, Mordecai Crow, shows up at this essentially a monastery, a firewall. It's a futuristic story. It's a sort of dystopian future, post-climate change, post-technological collapse. So anyway, so it picks up after the first book where he's leaving that Jarrow firewall and setting off on a quest to find out a bit about his past and with his young friend Pod.
Oh, very good, very good. Now, I think when we talked last time, you were telling me that you're more of a traditional artist. Is that true?
Pretty true, although not so true as it was when I spoke to you last time. I'm now on the third book. I've switched over to digital, and so everything is being done on my iPad. And that's been a nice transition. It was actually pretty smooth. I found that I could recreate the sort of brushwork that I was looking for on the iPad that I'd done in the first two books. And everything, it was all sort of upside, and some of the parts of the process were a little bit simpler. Needless to say, you can erase ink.
Yeah. That's very true. Now, I've heard that some people say that speed is a big factor when they're moving from traditional to digital. They find that the benefits of that are just amazing.
Well, they are, you know, and it's not like I'm in a rush to get anything done, but there's something nice about the speed's one part, but the part that I like is traditionally, you know, sometimes you'd nail an illustration, like nail a figure or pose and really like the way it looked on the page, but it'd be the wrong size. And so your only recourse to a large extent was to erase and start all over again. And so now I can play around with that a little bit. If I like the pose, I can kind of just resize it to get it to the shape or size that I want and just keep going. And so for me, it's more less speed and more about workflow and not having those interruptions that aren't really that much about the drawing and more about the about the mechanical limitations of working on paper. Yeah.
Now, I know that unless you've got a portable device, a lot of people say that the digital really ties them down to the desk, whereas being traditional, you could just pretty much draw anywhere in the world, so to speak. Do you find that that's been hampering your process at all, or liberating?
Totally liberating. I guess it depends where you're working, but I'm doing everything on my iPad. I've played around with tablets and the idea of being tied to my computer, but I'm really quite comfortable just working on my iPad with the iPencil. What I need to do, I can do it all right there. So quite honestly, I can be anywhere in the world and be working on my, I can be in the, you know, can be in the airport waiting for a plane. I can be working on my comic book and have been.
That's cool. Now, this week we saw, by the time of this recording, Apple just introduced brand new iPad Pro with the M4 chip and a brand new Apple Pencil Pro that has new functionality where you squeeze it or twist it and you get more out of it. Is that something that might intrigue you down the road?
Down the road for sure, but quite honestly, I'm a bit of a Luddite around technology. Not a Luddite, but I really resist switching up every time something new shows up. I'm still struggling along with my old iPad, and I really need a bigger one, more memory. But you know what? It's like, I don't know. There's always going to be a new gimmick on the block, and mostly what I'm doing is not rocket science in terms of my inking, penciling. It's all pretty traditional stuff, and so more technology isn't going to make a huge difference in my workflow. I just have a way of working and doing it for 30 years. I'm not going to switch now.
Now, I should have asked you before, what software application is your one of choice when you're creating your artwork?
Sure, okay. Well, you know, I kind of looked around and I settled down on Clip Studio. It's dedicated to comic book art, and just from what I saw, I had a trial on it and seemed to do everything that I needed to do. It was pretty intuitive. And so, I'm super happy with Clip Studio for the drawing part of it, yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about it, and people say it's something that they're sticking with as opposed to something where they have to put a quarter in the jukebox every time that they want to use it type of thing. But what was, not to nitpick on it, but what was the one thing that perhaps gave you a little bit more trouble than other as you did transition from traditional to digital? Was there one thing that sort of bothered you?
Yeah, I don't have any final art anymore. And that's all just fine. It's probably a good thing because I have a house full of final art and I didn't really need any more. But there is something about with the digital that, you know, it's all digital. There's an irony there. If you've read my books, I'm kind of on a rant around that. And then, you know, on the flip side, here I am jumping on the bandwagon and doing exactly what I'm suggesting that we're all going to hell for doing. So there you go.
Well, one thing that you've sort of alluded to is the fact that you can do things a little bit quicker. Now, not to rush you, but what's next for you?
Well, Quid Pro Quo is the second in the trilogy, so obviously there's a third book, and I'm almost done that. So, because we've been trying to bring about one a year, I'm not doing these books one book a year. I started a long, long time ago, and I was sort of ahead on it. So that'll be out next May, and I've already got some ideas banging around in my head. Nothing too concrete, so I don't think I'm really quite ready to share them yet. And I just, yeah, I don't know how long it'll be before I get those finished either. So, but definitely, yeah, I'm eager to get on to the next project. I've got lots of ideas. For sure.
So speaking of that, all you've got on the go, where do you recommend that people go to find out more about your current and your future work?
Well, I guess probably my website, billslavin.com, is the best place. I have a regular blog that I put up there. I'm also on Facebook. And I have a newsletter. So if you go to my blog or my Facebook page, you'll see a thing where you can sign up for my newsletter, and that's probably the best way. My newsletter comes out once a month, and try to keep people up to speed with what I'm working on, or at least what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Bill, those are the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
Not especially. Nope. Just I hope you find my book and like it. Renegade's a terrific publisher, and I'm really enjoyed working with them a lot, but they're a small publisher, and as you know, all these small publishers, they struggle to get the word out. So if you go ask your bookstore for a copy of my book, and I'd be thrilled. Thank you.
Thanks to Bill for the chat. You can discover more about Bill Slavin online at billslavin.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is now on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And remember, you can send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.